Okay, I would like to call everyone. I would like to call this study session of the City Council of University City. Mr. Salomon, could we? I'm sorry, Mr. Salomon. I would like to call this meeting to order at 5:31. Does any member of council or staff have any changes to the agenda for tonight? Mr. Crow? It has to warm up a bit.
I believe that Joyce already added the other two, and then Rosalind Turner got back. She'd like to be reappointed.
Okay, so we'll be adding that to reappoint Rosalind Turner. Mr. Jennings, did you have something to change? Nope. Okay. Okay, with that, I am turning this meeting over to Mrs. Glickert, Sharp, and Jennings as the bringers of this resolution. Mr. Glickert.
Maybe it's, there it is. Okay, thank you, Mayor. June 22nd, the majority of council accepted the motion to not go forth with the resolution on that date based on the request for further information in a study session. It's been seconded by Mr. Sharp and Mr. Jennings. The information is not in question as far as the reserves and what is going to be parked into committed funds. I think it was more for clarification of some of the new terminology that we have come to be provided by Director of Finance, assigned funds, committed funds, things of that nature. So with that, I want to ask my colleagues who seconded the study session, Mr. Sharp and Mr. Jennings, to weigh in on this, and then we can go forth.
Mr. Sharp?
The only thing I can say or need to say is that the money that we are talking about has already been committed. We are just recommitting the funds that we have already committed to these various areas, the police, the flood buyout, upgrading the fire escape, and the reserves for 17%. All of this is already been allocated, appropriated, and all we are doing now is reallocating it. That's all. Nothing more.
Mr. Jennings?
Well, it's my understanding that just like in my household, I like to protect money. So this is just being protected. Having decided to spend it, we're just reserving it. And if we need it, it's there. As far as the police station, I've heard people say that we're planning on building the station. We don't know what it's going to cost. We might need all the money. We might not need all the money. But just in case, I'd like to see that there for the building of a fine police station for our fine officers.
May I reiterate one of the things that Mr. Glickert said prior to the fact of the $7 million for the fire station is that for the police station, is that before we go forward with anything, that we will have a discussion with the public and whatever as to whether we are going to have the station rebuilt here or whether we're going to build a new station. All of us have our own ideas as to what it is that we would desire, but yet and still, we are not talking about building anything at this time. All we are talking about is allocating funds.
Okay. Any other comments? Mr. Crow.
Thank you. I'm trying to understand when Mr. Sharp says that we're recommitting the same dollars. I don't recall that we've ever committed the $7
million. Ms. Tina might explain, but as I understand it, under our accrual sense of accounting, once a cost is knowable and measurable, that money can be assigned. And as I understand it, Mr. Walker assigned the funds when he got the estimate for the renovation or the construction of a new building. He assigned those funds in previous years, and that has been in our budgets. But Ms. Tina?
Thank you. If you look at the capital improvement projects starting in fiscal year 2014, that $1.4 million has been allocated for 5 years, and that's equal to $7 million. And in theory, once you assign or allocate the fund, and we have planned to use the fund, so we should at least set aside of the money. And again, in order to commit the fund balance or fund to do the project, we just have to do the formal resolution, and that's what Mayor Walsh is doing now. Yeah.
So you're saying we voted to set aside $1.5 million per year, every year, by a resolution of the council?
No, sir, by adopting the budget. And capital improvement project was included into budget.
So there wasn't ever a separate resolution by this council to set aside funds for the police station?
That is correct.
Okay.
And that's what we're now doing.
And again, you know, I guess I'm trying to get my arms around this as to, on the highest end, at least from the numbers I've seen, we're at $7 million. We have a public that understands clearly the need for a fire station and for protecting our people. We have streets that, what did I say, fire? Police station, sorry. And we have streets that need work. And the majority of this council felt so strongly about the streets needing work that you put together a bond issue. And now you're setting aside money for something that we don't know when, we don't know where, we don't know how much. At the same point in time, when we have a public who has clearly said that they would be supportive of new police facilities. And so it strikes me that there's far more to this resolution than you are saying, because we're setting aside money for something that we don't know where it's going. We don't know what it is. We've evidently, supposedly, set aside the entire purchase price.
I would say that Mr. Walker assigned the funds based on the estimates in here. But as you can see from the estimates that Chiodini made, it was far more. Chiodini gave us estimates between 15 and 25 million. So the way I look at this...
But I don't believe we've ever made the Chiodini numbers public, have we?
Yes, they were talked about.
We were supposed to have an executive session, and then it was called off. And we were told that that was all executive...
It was called off because I think a number of members of council questioned whether it could be an executive session.
Correct.
There was other stuff that was going to be discussed that was not.
Correct, but then who authorized then the... None of us have ever been told that the Chiodini numbers were public. We were told we were having an executive session, and then a number of us said we didn't think it was a... And I agree, it was not executive session material, but no one from staff or council ever got back to this member of council to say that that information was free to be shared with the public.
As I understand it, that consultant's report was public except for a portion in there that dealt with matters that could be done in executive session. That would have been real estate, legal, or personnel. And I think we all know what portion of that report dealt with that. The rest of it was a consultant's report, and that was public. But and we can discuss that later if you want, but my point is we have an estimate from the people in the packet of $7 million, and we have another estimate that it could be far more. I think it is appropriate to have set aside these funds because we know it's going to be at least that, and I don't personally want to decide on whether we're going to renovate or build and then wait 5 years while we try to raise all of the funds for it while the cost for renovating or building continues to rise.
Correct. But at the end of the day, the majority of this council made streets a priority. And now you're setting aside money for something that you don't have the numbers on. You don't have any idea when. And frankly, I'm glad we've got the police chief here. I'd love to hear what we really need, because I think in our community, I think there's going to be a wave of concern about building a new one versus having what we've currently got, whether or not we can make what we've currently got work, but to set aside $7 million when that wasn't that clearly flies in the face of what was attempted in April doesn't seem to make sense to me. We all want to support our police. We all want to have public safety. But to come back around and set this money aside at this time versus putting money into our streets doesn't seem to fly with the reality of what was proposed in the spring.
Mr. Sharp?
One of the things, let us make sure, the chief took us on a tour of the police station, and it is deplorable. I don't know what other word to use in order to express what our police are dealing with at this time in the facility that they're utilizing now. So when you say priority for our police, this is a priority. And I don't need to discuss that any further. Based upon the fact that we took the tour, we saw the conditions in which they're working, it has to be changed and should be changed immediately.
Mr. Jennings?
I also think these are separate issues. The streets, the bond issue, they're separate issues. It will come from one pot. But that happened in April. Right now we're trying to make a decision on the police department. We know that the current building is in awful shape, and we have that need. You talked about we don't know where we're going to build it, how much it's going to cost. I remember when my daughter was born, you know, she didn't know where she was going to go to college, you know, and I didn't know what she was going to major in, but I started putting money away anticipating there was going to be a need for her to go to school. I think this is that same kind of need that we put the money away anticipating we're going to have it.
Ms. Carr?
Thank you. I'd like to go back to assigned balances, and I did carefully read Ms. Charmelin's description of that, but I'd also like to read the auditor's description of assigned balance in the CAFR on page 35, and it says, assigned. This consists of the governmental fund balances that are intended to be used for specific purposes by A, city council, or B, city manager. And in this case, it follows. The city's fund balance policy authorizes the city council and the city manager to assign fund balances. The city's assigned fund balance includes contractual obligations, encumbrances, and amounts accounted for in non-major special revenue. Non-major, this is pretty major. This is a big chunk. And capital project funds for intended purposes. This comes right from Reuben Brown. So, you know, so I have to say that, you know, I have a hesitation about the assignment. Further, I was very much in favor of putting that money aside when I was new on the council, and Mr. Walker proposed that the first year's budget. I thought it was a terrific idea, and I was surprised the next year when I asked him about it, and he said, we're not going to do it that way. In fact, these were the June 9th, 2013 minutes of this study session, which is not on the website, by the way, and we should probably get them up there. So I went for my packet, and essentially Mr. Walker said, until we decide what and when, we're not going to be setting this money aside. So here we are. The proverbial flip-flop, I just want to make sure. I absolutely agree with you that the conditions are unacceptable. And in no way do I believe that we shouldn't do something. But I feel a little bit uncomfortable getting out a checkbook and writing a check for a car I've never seen. I feel a little bit, you know, I save too. I'm the proverbial saver. But I'm not sure that we can go back and say, oh, we've been saving. If you look at the packet, I believe, if you'll bear with me for a moment, I believe these are the numbers that Ms. Charmeland provided to us on page M213. And it shows that we intend in our budget to set aside $1.4 million in 2016, which is the current budget year, $1.4 million in FY 2017, which is the following, and FY 2018 again. So that money has not accumulated yet. As best I can tell, we had one assignment in for FY 2013. We did not have one for 14 or 15, and we have one now for 2016. So, you know, I'm comfortable with that. I'm uncomfortable with saying that the largest portion of our reserves has to be tied up. I know for a fact that if there is a bond issue or some kind of an issue, you can count me in for working on it. And I can guarantee you that it will go over much better than the last one did. However, I think what we're doing here is very much like what you did with the bond issues. You came into a study session with your minds already made up, with everything already presented here. And whatever it is, you're saying the people can weigh in on what the station looks like and where it goes, but they can't weigh in on this. As far as I'm concerned, these are their tax dollars. They can weigh in. I want them to weigh in. I want to hear what they want. Do they want to have all of their reserves essentially tied up? Would they like a commitment? We've made a huge commitment to the police department. Just so you know, we have provided $250,000 for a study. Whether we go with Cialdini's estimate, and I've seen them, and they are very high, and I'd be glad to cut those things out. But by the way, that report was marked confidential all over it, so even I didn't put it out there. Or whether we go with, and I hesitate to say these estimates were provided in 2011. I had an email from an architect who said to me, the inflation rate for construction is 1.5 percent a year. And so just based on that, they even said, you know, these are just estimates based on our examination of the firehouse and FEMA's report. And in other words, the things that were put out by Archimedes is not the kind of thing I would base it on. I'm currently trying to build a house. I want to know what the dollars are. I really do, before I put them away. And by the way, I know I have those dollars, just like this city knows we have the dollars, and we also have the support of the public. I think almost everyone in this city believes very strongly that public safety is our number one issue, be it police or fire. We were lucky enough to get a grant from the federal government to build the fire station, so it cost us hardly anything. This will come. I'm sorry, would you like to say something to me? Okay. This will come from the heart of the people who are out there who want to make sure that we have tools and function for the police department. And let me also assure you that I have never said no. When they want cameras, I said yes. When we felt like they needed additional personnel, I said yes. I don't say no, but this is not a commitment to sequester these funds. Is not a commitment. It's to tie up the funding so that we have no other options. And by the way, I've heard the excuse that, we can make the resolution, and we can undo this commitment. I have never seen yet a resolution to undo a previous resolution. I've seen these councils work around the resolutions and ignore them, but I've never seen a resolution to uncommit or to reverse a direction. So I take that as perhaps a false assurance. I think I've probably said enough here. I have to echo Mr. Crow. We don't know what we're buying. We don't know where it should be. We don't know if we need more money. But I can tell you that when we do decide, when we finally engage the public, and when we make a decision, I will be working 1,000%. And I expect that you will as well. I think this is an effort to not fix our streets. This is an effort to hold back the money so that we can't, because remember, we voted to say, no, we won't take extra money and set it aside to address the streets. No matter how I changed it, it was unacceptable. So it looks like, it smells like, my constituents, many of my constituents, feel that this is about punishment for them saying that we don't like the proposal that you made. We want you to go back to the drawing board and do it a different way. I don't take personal offense when that happens. When somebody says to me, we don't like the way you're doing it, I go back and see if there isn't a thing. We can negotiate, since my colleague likes to negotiate, we can negotiate from position and neither of us will move. Or we can negotiate from interests. What are your interests? What are my interests? What are my constituents' interests? If we really do negotiate from interest, I think we'll find common ground. But as long as we dig in and say, my way or the highway, we will never, never move.
I'm going to ask Ms. Carameland to talk about assignment and when everything happened and everything. But I just want to say, this is not a payback. As Mr. Jennings said, streets is another thing. Police department, fire department, pension plans, they're all different things. As council, we have to consider many things. I think it is our job as a council to work with staff to ensure that our police and emergency service personnel are properly housed. I think it is responsible budgeting to put money aside to know that when we have decided on our own and with citizen input about how to move forward, we have money to move forward with. Our budgets are not so large that we can make a decision in a year and a half about what we're going to build and come up with the money. It just is not that way. Ms. Carameland, could you please explain assignment committed, when the money was assigned, et cetera, et cetera?
Actually, the assigned fund balance and committed fund balance are very similar, except the authority that was delegated to city manager. And the timing that we will assign, for example, the committed fund balance, we have to do before year end, which is June 30th, and that will show in our year-end financial statement. But for assigned fund balance, we can make sure that we really have the actual fund reserve, and we can really set aside the money so we can do it anytime until we get the actual revenue and expenditure for fiscal year 2015. Yeah. And as my profession, if I know this is coming and I know exactly that there's a possibility that we're going to either renovate or construct the police facilities, and I know the amount that has been estimated, my responsibility is I have to make sure that the city has the money if city council decided going to go with this plan. So that's why I propose that this $7 million should be set aside, because it is probable and measurable.
Yeah. I have a question of Ms. Carameland. So you didn't feel a responsibility to set aside the money for the streets, because we went for a bond issue. We could have turned around internally and said, we have that as well. So I'm trying to understand what the difference is.
To me, I realize that with the condition of street in our city, it's going to need a lots of money that we will never have that large amount of fund reserve to fund the street. And seem like in the past few years, with my terms, we have just a little bit over $1 million, $1.2 million, $1.3 million, $1.4 million. And that's only thing we can do is just repairing. Yeah. So,
Mr. Kraft, Dr.
Yeah, I'd like to just say a couple of things. I absolutely agree that if we're going to ask our citizens for a tax increase, we need to let them know what we want to do and why we want to do it and, you know, why we're asking for a tax increase. I don't think we did a very good job with the bond issues. I'm not sure that spending and a tax increase, when we're talking about bond issues, it's those were for things that our citizens were going to use, streets and parks. And whereas I think that a police station is a little bit more of a, you know, an internal staff need, I hope most of our citizens don't spend a whole lot of time in the police station. So that said, I think we do need to do something with the police station. I've been over there. It's bad. Okay? We're in a situation where we have an unusually good police department. I think that what's been going on in St. Louis County and across the country, I think our police department really needs to be commended for its makeup. It represents the community, and I've watched the police officers. I've watched them in the loop, and they are so good. I mean, they are master psychologists. They're gentle most of the time. They do a great job. I couldn't do it. It's a hard job, and it's dangerous. So I think we want to set up a situation where we want to encourage people to be police officers. Part of the way we've done that is by having good leadership in the police department, where the police officers feel like they really can do their job and do it well. I think that if we painted the walls or fixed the place up or made it look like a place to work, I think that would help. I know when I looked for jobs, if I went to hospitals that looked like they were kind of falling down and the paint was peeling and the operating room was kind of having leaks in the ceiling, it didn't make me really want to join the hospital staff. So I think that we owe it to our police officers to have, you know, at least a 20th century police station, if not a 21st century, since this police station goes almost back to the 19th century. That said, though, I don't see any rush in setting aside $7 or $8 or $20 million for the police station. I liken it to, you know, if I go into a dealership and say, hey, yo, I got $7 million for a car, they'll sell me a $7 million car. So I think I'd rather go shopping a little bit first and see what the market is before I set it, before I, you know, make a public statement as to how much money I have in my wallet. The other thing that concerns me about this is we only have a finite amount of money. And so, looking at our pension plans, I think that part of what we owe our employees, besides a good building, I mean, we've made commitments to these pension plans. And on a good day, these pension plans are only funded at 80%, which is essentially saying to our employees, well, we can guarantee you 80% of what we've promised you. Now, there is the way we're doing it right now is we're going to amortize these payments over 15 years, but it ain't working. So if you look at the numbers, last year our pension plan did very well. I mean, it did 7.5% return, which is what the numbers said it was supposed to do, and that's about as good as you can expect these days, is 7.5% a year. Well, the only problem is our liabilities went up by like 15%. So even in a good economic year, our pension plan went down. I mean, in other words, our assets went up, but our liabilities went up even faster. So I think we have to rethink our pension plan. So even with that almost $2 million, we took $2 million out of reserves last year and we put it in the pension plan because we were getting below 80%. Well, guess what? If you look at the numbers, even with that $2 million that we put in, we're at like 79.5 and I don't know, 80.3. And more people are going to retire. I talked to the experts on it. It's likely that once we get re-audited, that number is going to be, we're going to even be further below 80%. So we're going to have to put more money in the pension plan in order to keep it above water. The state of Missouri likes us at 80%. You're only in trouble at 75%, but I mean, 80%, I think 80% is the minimum that we should do. So I think that some of this reserve money, before we start spending on a police station, which I don't even have a price tag for, I think that we've got to really look at what our pension liabilities truly are and make a decision on how we're going to deal with the pension plan. So I have no objection to spending whatever it takes to get the police station fixed up. But I think that before we make a decision, and I understand that these decisions are reversible by a 4-vote majority, I get it. The money hasn't actually been spent. We haven't signed a contract. But I think before we even make that decision, we ought to at least see what our real pension situation is, if there's ways we can address the pension situation. Is this a one-year problem? Is just going to be a multi-year problem? And at least wait until we have a couple of architectural drawings or a couple of, you know, renderings from the architects and some price points on those renderings, and then make the decision. But I don't see any urgency about it, because we're not going to be breaking ground on this thing in the next couple of months.
Thank you. I would just like to say that no money is being spent, no checks being signed for this. This is just setting aside funds, Mr. Sharp.
Number one, I feel that we are talking about apples and oranges when we talk about streets and the police. We're talking about two separate entities. And to say that somebody's paying back something, when we went to look at the police station, this was prior to, we already knew the money was there, but this was prior to anything. And to say that somebody doesn't want the streets done, why would you say something of that nature? We're talking about two separate distinct entities, two things. One thing is the police department. We have our police now existing in a facility that where they should not be. And if whatever we need to do at this point to make sure that our police are working in a suitable surrounding, we need to do that as soon as possible, whatever we need to do to go to the public or whatever steps we need to take to make sure that our police are in a police station, a facility that has the unique facilities that are necessary for them to do the kinds of work that we expect them to do, that we want to feel safe in our own homes. We want our police to feel safe in the facilities where they're working, and at this point they're not.
Mr. Crow?
Thank you. First off, I couldn't agree more with a large number of my colleague Dr. Kraft's comments. In particular, we were and continue to be very fortunate to have had not only Charles's leadership, but all of the police department and the way that they have handled themselves in what is, I can't even imagine, has been an incredibly stressful environment for the past year at a minimum, if not, of course, to me, every day. I guess to my colleagues who brought this up, Mr. Glickert, Mr. Sharp, and Mr. Jennings, my notice had all about a resolution, and then every attachment I had was about the pension plan. And the pension plan is not mentioned on this resolution. So can someone tell me why the attachments to the notice were all about the pension plan, and yet there's nothing in the resolution about the pension plan? And the three people brought it up, so I'm assuming one of the three can answer it.
Well, not only that, but we also attached the information from the Public Works Department, too, on what we're doing in 2016 and unspent funds there. We attached this because, and I told this to Ms. Carr the other night, of the importance of the pension fund. It has nothing to do with this particular resolution, 2015-17, but we just put it in there as of prime importance, as we did with the streets. Streets are not part of this resolution.
but there was nothing about the rest of the police facility except in our regular notice packet. If you were a citizen and you got this notice, which I would have hoped our citizens did get this notice, but they got it on Thursday, you would know nothing from this notice or its attachments about a $7 million set aside for a police station. And to me, when my colleague does a one-on-one and says, will you support a bond issue? I mean, I've supported every bond issue that I know of in University City except one. But if we get off on the wrong foot, it'll be two. And at some point in time, we have got to come to some realization. On the pension fund, we put money in the pension fund last year because the pension board came to us and asked us. And when the pension board, if they come to us again and they've given it a thought-out process, then we'll take that vote again. But it is not our responsibility to usurp the pension fund board. Also, I think my colleagues all know that one of the reasons that we have our assets the way they are is because you have a five-year smoothing on returns. Helps you on the way down, hurts you on the way up. So we know that. The next thing, let's not use the pension fund as an albatross. Before we start using it as a political fodder, let's go back and see how many communities our size, we're in the state of Missouri, are funded at our level or above, and our level and below. Because I think you're going to find that we're likely right there. But more importantly, if you look at the people we have on our pension board, whether we agree or disagree with them, they're a qualified group of people who take their work extremely seriously. And if they want to have this conversation again as their liaison, I'm happy to have it as well. And I sit through those meetings. So I think the pension fund is definitely out there, but our pension board hasn't come back to us for more funds. The next thing, there's something that Tina said has totally just doesn't sit right. We can set aside money for the police station because it's big and we know the number. We can't set aside numbers for streets because the number's too big. So somebody tell me where the number is that's just right versus too big. Because we've got a police station now that's $7 million, but we've heard it's 15, and we've got streets that was supposedly $25 million. So someplace in there, there's got to be a number. No, streets were streets 20, and then parks were 5. So we got streets at 5. We've got a police station at 15 and 20. So we set aside money because we know that number, and it's not too big. But for the streets, it was $20 million, but that's too big. Someplace in there, that doesn't sit well with me because we're playing some game here when you say, for the police headquarters, the number's big, but we can set it aside. The streets are too big, and thus we can't set it aside. There's a credibility issue with this council and this administration with the public. And that's one of the reasons why. The next thing, if we set aside the $12.5 million, Tina, what's our total reserve right now?
As of fiscal year 2014, it was $16 million for unassigned. But we took it out a couple million for pension. So I would say it would be right around less than 20%.
Of the 16?
The total of?
No.
What's the total dollars?
Approximate.
The total dollar, I would say no more than $12 million. As of fiscal year 2015.
But if there's only $12 million in reserves, someone's just asking us to commit $12.5 million.
I thought it
because
was $14 million.
The 17% that we recommended to set aside, it's going to come up to $4.7 million.
Okay, so let's say it's $14 million. So my colleagues tonight, out of a $14 million reserve, you're asking us to basically commit 90% of the reserves. Right? Out of $14 million, 12.5 has got to be awful close between 80 and 90. I mean, folks, really? I mean, you know, and none of this is about a commitment to the police department. I mean, I think we've shown our commitment by having study after study and knowing that we're going to need to do something. But when you're committing this much of our reserves at one time, I don't know. I don't know that I see that. Do I think there's a number out there to set aside? I will say to my colleagues, yes, I think there is probably a number to set aside. But just to commit $12.5 million out of 14, right after we've just had all of our budget conversations, folk, I don't know that that makes sense.
Ms. Carr?
Did Tina have, I thought she, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
The 4.7 included in these 12 million. So, and also, yes, sir, that's 17%. And the 250, I'm sorry. The 250,000, it's already been there. The 90,000, it's already been there.
But Ms. Caramelinda, I thought that you said we had 16 million at the end of 2014.
Correct.
We used about 2 million, bringing it down to about 14 million, not 12.
What I projected is at the end of fiscal year 2015, it's depend on the revenue and expenditure. Yeah.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
Ms. Carr?
Okay, I have a couple of questions about the items on here. It's my understanding that the $461,000, the $250,000, and $39,000 have been previously committed, and we do not need to reaffirm that. They are committed until the day we put up forward a resolution to uncommit those funds. Is that correct?
I have double-checked with the auditor. The $250,000 and $90,000, yes, ma'am, it's already been committed through resolution. However, the $461,000 has been uncommitted, so we need to commit it again.
Yeah. Okay, and it's been uncommitted even though we have a resolution for its commitment. I don't believe we called it commitment at that time, but we called it something. I mean, we clearly have a resolution 2011-7, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And the $39,000 was in, I believe, 2012? I'm sorry, yeah, 2012.
If you read the resolution 2011-7, it said that set aside the money. It doesn't say committed.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. So, all right. Equivocating here. All right. $39,000 was also, there is also a resolution to set aside $39,000. And the interesting thing about that resolution, if we can pull that up in our packet, I do believe we have it. So 2012-4 on page M216. It says, in FY 2013, $39,000 is set aside for flood buyouts as an addition to the $461,000 previously committed by the City Council in June of 2010. And by the way, the title of this resolution is a resolution approving the committed fund reserves. And so it looks to me like the $39,000 has been previously committed. And also, there is a nod to this that $461,000 has been previously committed. So quickly to get back, it looks to me like what we are essentially committing new tonight, and I've never seen the $90,000, I have never seen that show up in other than a budget. So I assume that was assigned rather than committed. So would you please point me to that one? But it looks like tonight, the only new thing that we are committing is the $7 million for the police facility and the $90 million for the fire escape, unless you can show me the resolution that says that this is committed.
And that's 2010-8. And 2010-8.
It's on
the, and in that one, in that resolution, they put the set amounts on the following two pages. And if you look at the bottom of page...
Now this is a budget amendment. Looking at the budget amendment... And so all of these things were then, every single one of these were committed. I find that unbelievable. But okay, maybe there's a different accounting. So let's say the only new thing tonight is the $7 million. I have one more issue I'd like to bring up quickly. So essentially, I'm sorry.
Can I follow up real quickly?
Yes, absolutely.
You met. I guess my question is, so the treasurer made a distinction that set aside wasn't the same as committed, but yet if we pass a budget amendment and it sets money aside, that is committed. You know, at some point in time, there has to be a degree of consistency as to how we're treating each other on this. Because set aside versus committed, I think to everybody in the room, I think we know what we mean, set aside and committed. Yet when we pass it through a budget and it doesn't say anything, it's committed. So, you know, this idea of let me flip this way on this word, let me flip this way on this word, again, the citizens are paying attention as they should be. And this idea of saying, well, you said set aside, that really doesn't mean committed. But, oh, by the way, we passed it in a budget, so therefore it is committed. You know, that just isn't flying anymore with the taxpayers. We have damaged the reputation of this council. And going forward with this type of a distinction doesn't work.
I mean, Terry, just... I mean, it's what the auditors said. It's not like anybody's lying to you. Everybody voted it. We thought we voted it, and the auditor said, well, you didn't do it right. So we're
no,
just...
the auditors actually didn't say that. No.
No, that's what...
I had a conversation with them, an email conversation, and that's not what they said.
Well, the auditor was not happy with the way it was done, and we're just redoing it. It's not... What are we arguing about?
Well, the auditor was unhappy with the way it was done because... the city did not provide them with the previous resolutions. They provided them only with a resolution from 2014. And so they were confused about previous amounts and asked directly about it. You and I both had those emails. I'll be happy to produce them for the rest of council. May I go back and say one more thing? So I'd like to take a look at the resolution 2015-17. And I believe we all have a copy of that. And at the bottom, it reads, passed by the City Council of the City of University City, Missouri, and approved by the mayor of the City of University City on this 13th day of July, et cetera, et cetera. I found that a little bit strange because I have never seen until June 22nd, the words approved by the mayor. So I did a little research. I went back and I looked at the resolutions from all of 2014, 2015, and back to 2013. And I have those resolutions here and would be glad to provide them. But none of them approved by the mayor of the city of University City. They sometimes say approved. They sometimes say the city council passed it. They say passed. A resolution is administrative. The format of this resolution and the last couple of resolutions, just two of them that have this wording, depart from the format that we have historically used. We have a mayor who is a member of our council and not above us. She runs our meetings. She is a part of this body. So her approval is unnecessary. My question is, maybe it goes to Ms. Pum, why are we changing the format? Because I'm assuming that you put these together. You don't know? So I'm going to ask it at large. Why are we changing the format without a discussion and a vote of the council? Because I think it's pretty important whether, you know, we use those words or don't use those words. It can say simply passed by the council, approved on this day of, and of course the mayor's signature must always be present. So, you know, I'm going for historical. I don't understand what this is about. Can someone explain it to me?
Ms. Forrester wrote the resolution. I will turn this over to Mr. Glickert because I don't think anyone has a problem with amending that if you so choose.
Ms. Carr, you're right. I saw that and had questions about that, too. You're just quicker than I am on the microphone. I'll make an amendment during council meeting, and we can weigh over that. But I agree, it shouldn't say approved by the mayor.
Anything else? Before we close, I just would like to be on record as saying comments have been made that we have not set aside money for streets in this council. That is utterly incorrect. Part of the information that was provided to you by our colleagues details the money that we have spent on streets since 2011 or whenever, and I know this council...
Yeah, we did.
took $5 million out of the reserves for streets. So this constant repetition that we're not putting aside money is absolutely untrue. And Ms. Pum, I want that in the minutes correctly.
I'd like to rebut that.
Go
please.
Right ahead.
No one is saying that we haven't put money aside for the streets, but not more than 2 or 3 months ago, we had a bond issue that said we needed $20 million for our streets. And then we turn around and we say, oops, too bad. Well, we've got $140,000 to kind of pave our streets, and maybe we can do some patches. So for me, there's a disconnect. I have always acknowledged the fact that we had put that $5 million aside. But I have also pointed out that in 2011 and 2012, we did not use the money on the streets. That money was put into reserves. And so it is wholly appropriate that we would have taken that money out of reserves, the money that we should have spent in those years, and used them. And as Mr. Wilson often reminds us, if you do things in a timely fashion, you won't spend quite as much to upgrade the streets. If we had repaired those streets in 2011 and 2012, it wasn't until 2013 when I got on the council and Mr. Price said to me, we need to fix our streets. It's really important. And that was the first time we took it. And as I remember the mayor, and I want this in the minutes as well, the mayor wrote an editorial lambasting me for asking for $800,000 out of our reserves for street work.
Okay, we're moving to adjourn, and I just encourage everyone who wants to know what we've actually spent on streets to see the notes from Rich Wilson that are in the packet tonight. With that, we will adjourn up in front in 8 minutes.